have another thought-provoking selection from our program, Straight from the Heart. This extract has been taken from the archives of our recordings of conversations held with devotees here in the Radio Sai studios, and we consider it will be both touching and inspirational for you. In the following portion, Professor Jayalakshmi Gopinath, who has known Baba since 1947 and is now the warden at the Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantapur campus, shares with us a moving experience she had in the early days.
One little experience I can tell you of those days. We had come after we went to Srimati Sakama's house many a time for darshan. Bhajans would be held there. Baba told my father, come to Puttaparthi. It was not Prashanthi Nilayam then.
At that time, yes.
Puttaparthi. So once during my holidays, we thought we'd make the first trip. And the three of us went. In those days, Bhagavan would be standing right at the portico of the mandir to receive every devotee.
Each and every person.
Each and every
whatever
devotee.
Time they came.
Whatever time. And then he received us. We were so happy. This experience of mine at the very first visit. And we didn't know that at that time Baba would give interview to devotees. We were not aware of it. So it was time for us to leave after a few days. And I didn't know. At that time, sort of I was motivated to clean the altar and then put the wicks in order and then cut it. And then if the oil wasn't there, to pour it. If I could confess, there was a curtain, you see, which was covering the altar from the rest of the place. And nobody could see.
Mm-hmm.
I would go and hug Shirdi Baba's idol. This is a secret. And I would feel so happy. And that day I didn't know my father and mother had been called for an interview. I didn't know that. And as I was cleaning, some devotee came and said, because Baba calls me Jayama, that is not actually the way I was called by my parents.
But that's how he fondly refers to you always.
Yes. And they said, what is it? Your parents have gone for and didn't you go? I said, I don't know. By which time the door had been latched from inside. So something terrible sadness overcame me. I sat in a corner and I was sobbing my heart out. After a little time, I heard my father calling out to me, Jaya, Jaya, come, come, it's late. Come, let's go. Then I said, I shouldn't go out with a tear-stained face. I just lifted my hot, tear-stained face. The tears were just trickling down. And whom do I see in front of me? Bhagavan Baba. And he said, why are you crying? He said it so tenderly that afresh, the tears just came profusely. Then, what do you want? He asked me. At that time, you know, I needed nothing. I said, Swami, I want your photo. I'd speak to him in Kannada then. Then he looked at me with such tenderness and then he said, you want a photo? If you put the photo in water, it gets dissolved. If you throw it into fire,
it gets
burnt to ashes. If you tear it, it becomes fragments. Why do you want to have a photo? Keep me in your heart. Young as I was thrilled.
Yes.
And of course, afterwards, he materialized a small photograph and gave it to me. It is with me even today.
You have just heard an edition of Straight from the Heart, moving and thought-provoking extracts of conversations held with devotees in the Radio Sai studios.